Ken Sherrill, a political science professor at Hunter College, and Gerald Ott, a former dancer, have lived together in New York City for 36 years.
Marriage is an honorable relationship.
But it was only last year that they were able to marry, when Canada changed its laws. Ken and Gerald went to Toronto and were married by a judge. Ken says he was surprised at the depth of feeling it evoked.
I thought it was going to be a kind of political legal act like lots of others that I've done. I mean, you know, in a crazy way, not terribly different from, say, getting arrested in front of the South African consulate, you know, just something that one does to stand up. But it conveyed a huge emotional wallop.
We both stood there, and the whole enormity of it just flooded us. You can hear it in our voices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was an incredibly emotional event.
Congratulations.
They wanted to be married for practical reasons, too. Hundreds of rights and benefits come with civil marriage in the United States, from Social Security survivor benefits to the ability to direct the medical care of a spouse in the hospital. And there is marriage as a symbol of equality.
If they're going to call a union between a man and a woman marriage, then Ken's and my union is equally a marriage.
If we're to prevent the meaning of marriage from being changed forever, our nation must enact a constitutional amendment to protect marriage in America.
It's the symbol, and even the word marriage, that those on both sides of the issue have come to focus on. President Bush's call for a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman would not forbid gay civil unions, like those permitted in the state of Vermont.
The amendment should fully protect marriage, while leaving the state legislatures free to make their own choices in defining legal arrangements other than marriage.
There is no other legal mechanism that provides the protections, responsibility, the security, the safety net that comes with marriage.
Evan Wolfson is director of Freedom to Marry, a coalition group based in New York.
It makes no sense to say that gay couples deserve all the responsibilities, all the protections, and all the support of marriage, but we're going to force them to wait online at the other side of the government building because we don't want to give them the equality that government owes to everybody.
Congratulations.
President Bush announced his support for a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage following decisions in several states and cities to permit it.
With this ring, I do wed.
Many opponents of gay marriage say that children are best raised in traditional families, with both a mother and father, an argument disputed by gay parents who say that their families are not very different from those they grew up in.
You know, I think ultimately it's about creating a loving home and supportive environment for your children.
Can you go backwards?
Can you go backwards, see?
David Straw and Gary Miglolino have been together for 11 years and have two adopted children, Zev and Summer. They say only a union that's equal to marriage would be enough to protect them and their children.
We don't care what it's called as long as the rights
are exactly the same. And that's one of the issues, one of the things that concerns me, is that along with calling it something else, they will end up with some different configuration.
Political analysts say that President Bush's support for a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage is a clear signal that he will make it an issue in this year's presidential campaign. Two-thirds of Americans agree with him in opposing gay marriage, including Democratic frontrunner John Kerry, who, however, does not support a constitutional ban. The outcome of the debate couldn't mean more to couples like Gerald Ott and Ken Sherrill. Yet as a political scientist who specializes in presidential elections, Mr. Sherrill says he doubts that gay marriage will sway this year's presidential contest one way or the other.
A very small percentage of people vote on the basis of this kind of issue. Overwhelmingly, people vote on the basis of the economy, jobs, employment, unemployment, war and peace. I mean, those are the things that could matter.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this.
Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.